All right. Well, we have a special day in a lot of different ways, but one of them is that our youth pastor's brother, Daniel Barrett, who many of you have been on a mission trip in Costa Rica, is here with us. So, Daniel, if you'll just come on up. And we're always glad to see Daniel. So, and he asked to speak a few words to you here, and I'm going to ask him a question or two. So, Daniel, I'm going to let you just have the floor for a minute. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Bill. I want to start by just saying thank you to Eastwood Church. I came to Eastwood Church a little over 30 years ago, and there were men in this church that saw in me what I did not know was there, and I'm so grateful for men like Alan Little and David Grant that poured into me, and little did they know that the Lord would take me on quite a journey to be a youth pastor for 12 years over in South Carolina, and then to lead us down to South Carolina, or down to Costa Rica, where we've been for 16 years now. And I'm so grateful that Eastwood Church has stayed behind us in that mission down there, supported us financially, been praying for us, and even sending teams down. So we're so grateful to this church.
Well, I know God's done a lot of really great things while you're down there, both in you and your family and in the community. So I just want to ask you, and I'm going to put the question up there in case you need a reference to it, but what is the greatest blessing you've had since you've been there?
The greatest blessing is just to see God's continued faithfulness for 16 years to provide for our family every week. But then beyond that, I think of Philippians 4:19, which says, "My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And he's done that not just in finances and sustaining us down there, but through the people that he has brought alongside of us. To know that ministry happens every day of the week in our community that some we're involved in, some that he's just brought other people there to be part of our church that are doing ministry. And in the early years, even when we were here, I would be so nervous about, like, is church happening back there? You know, is there still going to be a church when we get back to Costa Rica? But to know that God has raised up a team of people and surrounded us with just amazing people, and that's been probably his greatest blessing in our lives.
Well, that's one of the reasons that we enjoy you being here, and I try to make sure I get together with you whenever you're here, because their goal is the same as ours, and we've got it right in the back there: gather, to grow, to go. This is how God works. God wants us to grow together, realizing that he has a purpose for every one of our lives. And he's got people that you're around that none of the rest of us are going to be around. And we're all together, that light. And what we want to do is see people grow, to realize their calling and fulfill their calling. And it's great. In 16 years, you know, I'm not saying you're working yourself out of a job because they want you, but you realize that the Holy Spirit is continuing the work, not just you. So that's really good. Now tell us about this. We can't talk about all the things you do, because those of you who've been down there know that they run all kinds of different outreach things. But tell us about this one.
Well, one of the things that we did when we started Horizon Church just over 12 years ago was we just continued to look into our community and say, what are the greatest needs? And through that, the Lord has allowed us to start a prenatal center and a counseling center and a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center and many different things. But one of the greatest needs that we continued to see was the need for education, just to raise the level of education, but also for Christian education. And so last year we started Horizon International School, and we have 85 students, and my middle son, Jacob, will be our first graduate this year as we graduate him out of high school.
Good. That's really good. And some of you will remember that last year, or last summer, we sent a team to Costa Rica. And how many of you recognize this wall, remember what it is? I see some heads nodding right there. They're starting what they call the farm, which is a place where they take people who have addictions or other things in their lives where they've kind of fallen out of society. And it's a year-long program where they come and they're trying to help them to get out of the prison that they've made for themselves and to be free in Christ. And as our kids went down there and our adults and they worked, they just kind of thought, you know, it's good to provide the housing for them or things like that, but we want more than that. And so these are all scriptures and prayers that are written and then prayed, knowing that that wall is going to be mudded and painted over. But I'll just give you an example of one of them right here. With my eyesight, I'm going to have to read it off here. But this is the type of prayers that are there, scriptures, things. It says, Lord, we speak the name of Jesus over all who entered here. From the moment they crossed this threshold, overwhelm them with the peace of the Holy Spirit. Loosen their chains, lighten their burdens. Let the light of your love never depart for even a moment. Do not let darkness overtake them while they are here. Make this have a permanent dwelling place for your spirit. Give every man hope. Let none give in to despair. Heal them, O Lord, and they shall be healed. We cry out for those who are broken. Hear their pleas. See their afflictions. Break every chain. In Jesus' holy name, amen. That was just one of the heart sentiments that's behind that wall. And as they've collected men, you pray and you reach out and bring people in. And so what I want you to do is, this is a picture of the men that are housed now. Tell us when that opened, and really what I want you to get to is what is your goal for these men?
Yeah, well, Finca de Esperanza, which is the Farm of Hope, is a one-year residential discipleship program. And the mission is to preach the gospel, disciple the hurting, and to grow food worth eating. And men are hurting for all kinds of reasons. A lot of times it's addictions. Many times it's a broken relationship or just lack of direction in life. And so they come to us, or we do a couple of different outreaches. You saw the guys there ministering to the guy on the street. And so every Monday morning we go out with a group and we hand out breakfast burritos. It's just an opportunity to speak to someone. It's a touch point. And so through the outreach of going out and passing out those burritos, some of the guys they'll bring back and they'll come into the program. And then we also feed the homeless in the park on Thursday nights. And a lot of times some of the guys will enter through that. But God is answering that prayer that was written. And many more of those prayers as we see these men. We opened in August. We have guys that have been there for about 6 months now. Mm-hmm. And lives are being changed. Mm-hmm.
And that really, that last thing you said kind of sums it up. Your desire for these men is not that they just overcome their addiction or they solve their problems, but that they're transformed by the power of Christ from someone who is living in the kingdom of the world into the kingdom of Christ, and they can be guided. And I think it's really interesting how you don't just bring them in and work on their needs, but you're teaching them that if you want to find love, you got to give it away. And so you're giving them experiences to go ahead and serve Christ as they're coming to know him. That's good. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for Daniel. I'm grateful for the work that he's doing and his family. I'm grateful for the enthusiasm that they have as they meet every challenge, knowing that you're at work. And I thank you for the fruit that you have produced in his heart and how he and his family have grown. And I thank you for the fruit that you've produced through him in that community. And especially we lift up these men right now who are really on the outskirts of life and many of them on their last thread of holding on. And we pray, Lord, that through the love of Christ and the truth of the gospel, that you will redeem those lives and that you will set them free and that you will make something wonderful and powerful to impact this world through their lives. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.